translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. When there was a complete inundation after the period of the Chakshusha Manu, and the whole world was deep within the water, the Lord accepted the form of a fish and protected the Vaishvasvata Manu, keeping him up on a boat. Purport. According to Sripad Sridhar Swami, the original commentator on the Bhagavatam, there was not always a devastation after the change of every Manu. And yet, this inundation, after the period of the Chakshusha Manu, took place in order to show more wonders to Satyavrata. But Srila Jiva Goswami has given definite proofs from authoritative scriptures like the Vishnu Dhammamuttara and the Markandeya Purana and Harivamsa, etc., that there is always a devastation after the end of each and every Manu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti has also supported Srila Jiva Goswami, and he, Sri Chakravarti, has also quoted from the Sri Bhagavatam Rita about this inundation after each Manu. Apart from this, the Lord, in order to show special favor to Satyavrata, a devotee of the Lord, in this particular period, incarnated himself. I'll just chant a prayer, begging for the mercy of the Bhagavatam itself. It's the Lord himself. It's another incarnation, this Bhagavatam, this Book Bhagavatam. As he left, Book Bhagavatam came. Samsara sagare magnam dinamam kuruniti karma grihaya kritankam mamudava bhavamaval. I have fallen into the ocean of repeated birth and death, and I am totally distressed. My karma is like crocodiles ready to bite me. O ocean of mercy, please pick me up from the ocean of material existence. Srimad Bhagavata Kyayoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Evahi Savrikrita Shimaya Nata Murtayam Bhava Sagare. This Srimad Bhagavatam is actually Krishna himself. O my Lord, to get release from this cycle of birth and death, I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Manarate madhyayam sapala savatavaya nivaganeva kartavyam dashaham tava keshava. My dear Keshava, I am your servant. Please fulfill this desire of mine in serving you through the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's from the Padma Purana. It's a wonderful request, but actually we're talking about the incarnations of the Lord. And of course, this Bhagavatam was brought to us by another incarnation of the Lord. You know, Srila Devyapiyano Vyasa and Vasudeva. And when we understand this, that The Lord is just coming through incarnations. He's not limited. He's coming through personalities, great personalities. And in this one, you know, some people say there's an expression, this is a fishy story. Doesn't sound quite true. You know, but this is where he comes in the form of a fish. And it's incredible, you could say, humility, you know, that there is no living form that is not regarded as having some purpose. You know, it tells us, you know, when you see all these incarnations and how they're brought forth, that they show that every living form has a particular use. And the Lord himself comes in different forms to express this diversity and purpose. You know, we ourselves, though we're in a human form of life, we're also in different forms under the modes of material nature, but there's the pure form inside that each of us have, that potentially we have in the spiritual world. It's there, covered up. And we'll have a specific purpose there. And in this purport here, Prabhupada, he says, the Lord, it's now, he spoke, showed special favor to Satyavrata, a devotee of the Lord in this particular period. I really can't get my tongue around this. Manu, he says that he's come at this special time. He incarnated himself to show a special favor. And this inundation that comes, even the acharyas, they seem to differ on their opinions with if there is an inundation, if there's not, after every manu, there's this inundation. But we should understand that this is the diversity and understanding that these great acharyas have. They appear to be almost contradictory, but they're not. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that we don't quarrel over these so-called differences. That's not the point. The point is that it's a direct worship of the Supreme Lord, and it's diversity and understanding of which we can each receive in a very special way. And so this is the whole point of what we hear today, that actually it's going to speak to us in a special way about the Lord's also mercy. His causeless mercy is another incarnation, you could say. It's manifesting us within us, in each of us, in different ways, and how we receive it, because the Supreme Lord is in our heart. He's going to tell us what this is telling us, or we need to know how we need to be rescued and be given, as it says here, special favor. You know, this fish incarnation pastime is in Canto 8, Chapter 24. It's the final chapter. And there's so many wonderful things in that chapter. Maybe I can read some of it to you. Is that permitted? You know, I'm not full of understanding of this pastime. But, you know, maybe to help those of us who are not familiar. But also, it will serve a purpose to remind us. So what I'll do, I'll read from the chapter 24, but it's the introduction. It says, This chapter describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead's incarnation as a fish, and it is also described the saving of the Maharaj's Satyavrata from inundation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself by Svamsa, his personal expansions in this Vibhinnamansa, his expansion of the living as the expansion of living entities. Interesting. So he's saying that this is his special form. It's a personal expansion. It's personal. Him. So Krishna, in his personal expansions, they're on a par with Krishna. They're an expression of Krishna. He wants to do something personal. And then he says, but as a living entity. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Pertranai sadhanam vishva vinish vinashva asya cha duskritam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears on this planet for the protection of the sadhus or the devotees and for the destruction of miscreants or the non-devotees. He especially descends to give protection to the cows and the brahmanas and the demigods and the devotees and the Vedic system of religion. So he's come for protection of the Vedic system of religion. Thus he appears in various forms, sometimes as a fish, sometimes as a boar, sometimes Nrisingadev, half man, half lion form, sometimes as Vamanadev, a dwarf. But in any form or incarnation, although he comes within the atmosphere of the material modes of nature, he is unaffected. This is the sign of his supreme controlling power. Although he comes within the material atmosphere, Maya cannot touch him. Therefore, no material qualities can be attributed to him in any degree. So, we're getting an understanding of the Supreme Lord, God, Krishna, that actually, that he can come, but his creation, he's not affected by as we are. That somehow we get overpowered by this material nature. And it causes us to do things that actually that are against the scriptural or religious guidance and instructions, which he's also sent to us to guide us through this material expansion of his, this inferior nature, this material existence, which is so temporary. Each day we can see the temporary nature of this expansion. You know, I see each of us, some of us are getting grey hairs and things like that, and it's just so fleeting, this special chance in this particular Kali Yuga where we're short-lived, but it's the chance to receive the topmost benediction. It's where Lord Chaitanya comes, and that in his incarnation, in golden form, he gives this chanting of the holy names, which is another incarnation, which is the most merciful and the most powerful, because it includes everything, all the incarnations of Krishna in its power. It's there. And to understand this chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that within this Maha Mantra is the key to our realizing love of Godhead. Now, how can we say love of Godhead? How can we love somebody we don't know? This is always the mystery of the power of the sound. The power of sound actually destroys inertis. This sound vibration of whether it be the Mah Mantra, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the hearing of these pastimes, it destroys all this material covering, all this false ego that relates to this material body. It smashes it and it purifies it. It purifies it in such a way that we can understand that this body and its senses are not the goal of life. Because this is the misunderstanding that we have, those who do not understand the purpose of life. They think that actually the happiness of this body is the goal of life. But it's that which dwells within the body that actually and gives us the supreme happiness. It's Satchit Ananda. Satchit and Ananda. And it's full of knowledge, full of bliss. It's eternal in its nature. So here we are, the Lord, he's taken different forms. They appear to be temporary, but they're eternal in their nature too. And so it says, he said he came to save him. The Lord appeared in a fish incarnation for the second time when King Satyavrata later became the son of the sun god and was known as Shraddha Deva. He was established as a Manu by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to receive the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. King Satyavrata engaged in austerity, subsisting Shri Shri Radha Gokul Nanda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gornatai Ki Jai. And when Satyavrata engaged in this austerity of subsisting only by drinking water, once, while performing this austerity on the bank of the Kritamala River and offering oblations of water with the palm of his hands, he found a small fish. The fish appealed to the king for protection, asking the king to give him a safe place. Although the king did not know that the small fish was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, as a king, he gave shelter to the fish and kept him in a water jug. The fish, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, wanted to show his potency to King Satyavrata. And thus, he immediately expanded his body in such a way that he could no longer be kept in a jug of water. The king then put the fish in a big well. But the well was then too small. Then the king put the fish into a lake. But the lake was also unsuitable. Finally, the king put the fish in the sea. But even the sea could not accommodate him. Thus, the king understood that the fish was no one else but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he requested the Lord to describe his incarnation as a fish. The Personality of Godhead, being pleased with the king, informed him that within a week there was going to be an inundation throughout the universe, and that the fish incarnation would protect the king along with the rishis, the herbs, the seeds, and the other living entities in a boat which would be attached to the fish's form. Now, those who know the Bible, we know the story of Noah's Ark, don't we? An inundation was there. And again, all the living entities were brought together. So, this is not by chance. You see, all these literatures that come from God, whether it be the Bible, Quran, Srimad Bhagavatam, they've got one message. He's trying to help us. It's out of love. You know, it's like in a mantra that we chant to the Supreme Lord, he says, it says that he gives flowers as the incarnation of love. He's a supreme Cupid, and he shoots them into our heart. And these flowers are these wonderful pastimes that enlighten us. And lovers always give flowers. So they say it with flowers. So this transcendental Cupid, he's firing arrows of flowers into our heart by just hearing these pastimes. And it melts the heart. It melts the covering on it. It destroys the covering of the heart. And so then he says here that they would be protected by this and attached to this fish form in a boat. After saying this, the Lord disappeared. King Satyavrata offered respectful obeisances to the Supreme Lord and continued to meditate on him. In due course of time, annihilation took place, and the king saw a boat coming near. After getting aboard with the learned Brahmana's saintly person, he offered prayers to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, and thus he taught Maharaj Satyavrata and the saintly persons about Vedic knowledge from the core of the heart. King Satyavrata took his next birth as Vishvasvata Manu, who is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Vishvasvan Mane Praha. The sun god spoke the science of the Bhagavad Gita to his son Manu because of the son of Vishvasvan. This Manu is known as Vishvasvata Manu. So all the time we can see that the Lord is through the ages coming and coming and coming again. You know, how many times must he come to rescue us before we sort of start to realize, still we start to understand that he wants us back. It's not a one-sided affair. That actually, that, as we said earlier, that our approach to him is with our limited efforts and our limited knowledge. But he is also there helping. He sent these great souls like Prabhupada to get in touch with him again, that actually hear what's being said. Because Prabhupada, he had this sound vibration. He spoke in such a way that he was speaking directly to the soul within the hearts of all his followers. That his sound vibration was not for himself, but it was for their sake. It was out of compassion for the fallen souls. And this is the whole sound vibration which comes through the Lord. This sound vibration is out of concern for the fallen conditioned souls. And I just... can somebody get me a Bhagavad Gita? I've forgotten to bring it. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah, but I don't know if this have it. But it's a purport I've got to refer to, actually. It's in chapter 3, text 37. It tells about the Lord, how he expands himself. And it's chapter 3, text 37, purport. Excuse me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expanded himself into many for his ever-increasing spiritual bliss. And the living entities are parts and parcels of this spiritual bliss. Now, Prabhupada has made a very profound statement there, that actually each of us are part of Krishna's bliss. And I heard Prabhupada say the other day that Krishna is not Krishna. He's all on his own. He always has somebody with him. So Krishna, complete Krishna, as he says, he's with his parts and parcels of spiritual bliss. Now that's in the spiritual world. And here, he's with us as super soul here. But in the spiritual world, we have spiritual bodies. And we're expansions of his spiritual bliss. And it says, they also have partial independence. But by misuse of their independence, when the service attitude is transformed into the propensity for sense enjoyment, they are come under the sway of lust. The material creation is created by the Lord to give facility to the conditioned souls to fulfill their lustful propensities. And when completely baffled by the prolonged lustful activities, the living entities begin to inquire about their real position. It's wonderful, isn't it? Perfect explanation of our position. Prabhupada is perfect. Perfect in that he's speaking for the perfect, and the perfect speaks through him. He was via medium. And this is the quality of the surrendered soul. That actually, if we understand the position of the surrendered soul, he says the surrendered soul sees that everything is part of Krishna's plan. No matter what I am doing now, I'm meant to be doing. And he says, let me do it with my full concentration, full heart, no matter what it is. And it says, let all other considerations be forgotten. And my only motive is Krishna's alone pleasure. So he says, whatever we're doing now, we're meant to be doing. It's Krishna's plan. Based on our nature, he's given us a certain situation of which we can utilize it in Krishna's service. He's given us a boat, this human form of life, by which we can travel back to him. And by the mercy of Lord Caitanya, that it's the topmost moment where we can realize this Maha Mantra by actually experiencing a loving relationship with Krishna. So, whatever we're doing now, we do as a form of service. And it doesn't exclude any activity within this world, because the devotee sees that this is for Krishna. I'm doing this for Krishna. Nothing has a mundane context. He connects his consciousness to Krishna. So we may have a job, whatever it be, policeman, army person. It's part of Krishna's plan. He's created this whole society. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it speaks of this, that the whole society under Varnashram Dharma is created in such a way that we, under the modes of material nature, we have a purpose. But it has a certain propensity where we come together and serve each other in such a way that our purpose is given meaning because we see it as service to God. So, whatever you do, do it for me, he says, doesn't he? Bhagavad Gita. And if we follow that instruction, it's perfect. It's just a case of connection. It's not for me. We should die to this life of taking and live in eternally in devotional service. Okay. I think that's about it. It's coming. It's 8:30 now. Any comments, questions?